Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino.
Folks, I'm increasingly worried about liberty here at home. The rot from the inside is deeply disturbing. The Ukrainians are dealing with an external threat. Folks, we're dealing with an internal threat here that's getting increasingly more pernicious, and people are dying here because of it. You have to ask yourself, as I show you these videos coming up, are these the people, if God forbid, we were engaged in a war for our borders? Are these the people you think would defend our country? They don't even want to defend liberty and freedom in their own towns, communities, colleges, and cities. But you think if we were invaded, these people are going to jump on the Go US, defend liberty and freedom bandwagon here? Good luck. After watching these videos, tell me we don't have a domestic public safety, national security crisis from within. Now, Joe Biden at his State of the Union the other day, he tried to walk back the Democrat support for defund the police, which, by the way, the defund and attack the police movement has cost hundreds, if not thousands, of lives around the country and will cost more in the future as police departments try to recover from the catastrophe the Democrats caused. I will never forget that, ever. I am never, ever, ever going to let the Democrats walk back the apocalypse they caused in our cities by destroying public safety and letting people get attacked, killed, robbed, and let the drug trade go crazy. Here is a video of everyone from London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, to people like Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris talking about their support for defunding the police or moving money away from police departments, which caused a massive public safety crisis in the United States. Check this out.
So we've been talking about defunding the police.
There's some issues that we ask police to do, like mental health issues or policing in schools and all the rest, that perhaps we can shuffle some of that money around.
Suck it up. Defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police.
Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million.
I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
Not only do we need to disinvest for in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
So yes, defund your butts. Defund you.
Yes, I support the reallocation of resources from NYPD.
We will be moving funding from the NYPD to youth initiatives and social services.
They are talking about reducing the allocation of resources to that department. And I think every single city in this country ought to be thinking about the same thing.
Yes, I support the defund movement. I'm for responsible reallocation of resources.
And defund the police.
I think you do all those other things. You don't need all the money that's going to the police department. So yeah, I mean, the spirit of it, I do support that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of us were asked if we could imagine a future without police back in 2017 when we were running for office. And I answered yes to that question.
We are going to reduce funding in the police department and redirect that money.
See Gretchen Whitmer, London Breed in there, Kamala Harris. He says it's a who's who of morons. Well, I have to agree. I have to agree with that assessment. These are the people you think are going to defend our domestic public safety situation, national security situation here. God forbid something was to happen to us. These are the people you think are going to do it. They hate the country so much. They don't want you even protected in your own cities from our own criminals, no less an invasion from a potential foreign government. What about these people? You think these people are going to defend you? Ron DeSantis, who's a great governor, was at an event, University of South Florida, I believe. And there was some photo op behind him. And I guess they staged it with a bunch of kids wearing masks, which is ridiculous, ridiculous. So Ron DeSantis did the right thing. And he told these kids, listen, you don't have to wear this thing. You don't want to wear it. Don't wear it. This is all theater. You're at low risk, which is exactly what he should have told them. You want to take it off? Take it off. He and I were joking this morning. Joe, we were saying how there's this massive war going on in Russia with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. One of the most important issues of our time. And it only took one Ron DeSantis video for the entire left-wing media to change their mind that Putin's a threat, and they go right to Ron DeSantis, who legit, I'll play the video for you in a second, legitimately just said to them, hey, you can take him off if you want. He thinks he came off a little harsh. I don't think so at all. We disagree, but that's fine. But the point he made was whether you disagree with his tone or not, it to me is unimportant. Well, you're in politics, so maybe it is important, but it isn't to me. I don't care. His point was a good one. You don't want to wear these things. Take them off. It's all theater, and good for him. Here's what happened. The media absolutely lost their minds, went ballistic over this yesterday. Check this out.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
All right. Well, it's good to be at USF.
See, let me give you a little behind the scenes here. Guy and I are having a little fight over this. Number one, Joe, the media, the CDC that literally said last week, like, you can move on from mask mandates in these certain places. Did you notice nobody lost their minds over that? But DeSantis says the same thing. Nice. And they're like, fascist, terrorist.
Yes.
Really? It only took one thing. The media, look, squirrel. They see a Ron DeSantis story. They're automatically, oh, forget about what's happening in Ukraine. Ron DeSantis is the priority right now. Here's where I completely disagree. Folks, this is what you guys don't get. They did it to make him look stupid on television. He walked in and caught it and was pissed off.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. That's what happened. I don't believe for a second that a lot of those kids walked in there and voluntarily wanted to wear masks. How do I know that? Because here's an interview of the mom of the kid, because they were eager to make a crisis about this in Florida. The mom has no mask on herself as she's complaining that Ron DeSantis gave the son the option of taking off the mask. And then when they asked the son, who was at the event with DeSantis, how you felt, did you feel intimidated? That's not really a question, right? It's more of an answer. Tell us you felt intimidated. Watch the son's answer. He's like, because he wasn't intimidated. This was a political stunt, I believe, by someone who tried to set DeSantis up. Here, watch this interview with the mom, who, by the way, if you're listening on audio, has no mask on as she's complaining her son was given the option of not wearing a mask. Check this out.
I'm responsible for him, and I told him to wear that mask. And Governor DeSantis, and he's looking at this adult authority and is telling him, oh, you didn't have to wear the mask.
What was your reaction when you heard the governor tell you and your classmates, remove your masks?
A bit of surprise and shock, more of, okay, this authority figure is asking me to do something that I know is probably going to end up being controversial. So I took mine off.
Did you feel pressure by the governor to do that?
A little.
They are so desperate for this kid to say he felt pressure to take his mask off. So again, these are the people you think are going to defend the United States. They are triggered by the governor just telling them, if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to. They're losing their minds. It's a big national intergalactic story. These are the people who are going to defend the United States. They can't even deal with a Republican governor telling them it's optional for them to wear a mask. They're going to defend us. Good luck with that one.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle that you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Again, I'm increasingly worried about the rotting cancer at home. We have a significant military threat around the world and a not zero chance that nuclear weapons could potentially be used. Small, very small, thank the Lord, but not insignificant. What are we doing here? Washington Free Beacon, Adam Credo, March 1st, 2022. As Russia wages war, the U.S. Army is training officers on gender identity. It's putting its soldiers through training on gender pronouns and coaching officers on when to offer soldiers gender transition surgery, According to an official military this is why I'm really convinced we need a bull in a china shop again, like Trump, who has no concerns about reelection. They all need to go, folks. If you had anything to do with this, you need to go immediately. Our soldiers are there for one reason. You ready for tough time here? You want to put cutesy time over? You want to hear what they're there for? Our soldiers are there to kill, to destroy, and to win wars. My gosh, Dan, that's harsh. That's hard reality. Our soldiers are there to destroy and to kill things. That's what war is. That's what war is. And anyone telling you otherwise or BSing you into believing it's about hospital ships and kumbaya moments, they are completely full of, and you know what I mean, gender identity classes. This is ridiculous, turning our military into a social experiment. Here's the video I was talking about. Disgraceful. Out of the University of North Texas, Denton, which should be embarrassed. A bunch of spoiled little fascist kids who should have been instantly thrown out of the room decided it would be a good idea. The conservative club at the University of North Texas, Denton, which really should be embarrassed, invited a speaker. He was a father who lost his son, or lost his child. I don't know if it was a son or a daughter, but lost his child because the mother wanted the child to go through gender transition and the father said no. Certainly a guy worthy of being heard, right? Nope, not according to the little fascists at the University of North Texas, Denton. The liberals there, not the conservatives, who decided it'd be a good idea to storm the hearing. And there's a lot of beeps in this. And scream, F the fascist, as the guy tried to speak. And you think we don't have a domestic cancer growing here that would take this country down in a minute? You think these little snot-nosed punk loser fascists are going to defend our country for freedom? They don't even think you should be able to speak in a public forum here on U.S. soil. Want to get PO'd? Listen to this. You think those imbeciles are going to defend this country? God forbid the threats at our door. Good freaking luck. They'll be the ones to shoot you in the back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.